Report: Planet Fitness assigned staffer to escort trans customer in women's locker room. By Warner Todd Houston on March 22, 2024. The Alaska Planet Fitness outlet in the news for allowing a man who identifies as queer to use the women's locker rooms has reportedly doubled down on its policy by not only allowing the trans customer free access to women's facilities but also providing a staff member to escort him. The outlet in Fairbanks, Alaska, has been in the news since the indispensable libs of TikTok posted about the experience of gym customer Patricia Silva, who was shocked and alarmed when she saw an obvious man in various states of undress, shaving in the women's locker room while young girls were in there. Silva had taken to her social media to say how uncomfortable she was over having a man in the women's locker room. But after her video went viral, Planet Fitness doubled down on its trans inclusion policy and banned Silva from using their facilities. A spokesman told the press that Planet Fitness is a judgment-free zone and has no problem with transgender customers invading women's spaces. As the home of the judgment-free zone, Planet Fitness is committed to creating an inclusive environment, the company said in an email to media outlets. However, the principle proved costly. The corporation soon took a major hit, losing $400 million in market value as the controversy spread. Despite that financial burden, Planet Fitness is tripling down on its policy, and the Fairbanks outlet has assigned a staffer whose special duty will be to act as an escort for the trans customer, according to the New York Post. Another friend of mine went to that gym the other day, and he was in there, shaving his face again, Silva told the Post. He is dressed as a man. His hair is cut short. It appeared that he was dressed, shaving his face, and getting ready to leave for the day. Silva added, he has an employee who is assisting him in the bathroom, Silva continued. My friend said to his accompanied Planet Fitness rep that he needs to leave. Silva also said the female customer was told that if she is uncomfortable with a man in the women's locker room, she can go into a stall. Silva also said that when she went to the Fairbanks Police Department to report the incident, the cops warned her to back off. Further, Fairbanks Mayor David Prose said he has no interest in involving the city because Planet Fitness is a private company with a right to make its own policies within the law. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.